It's time.
I was waiting for you to look.
What the fuck was that? What a way.
What's going on?
Yeah, not much, man.
I got something. Hold on. VB, question.
Go ahead.
How many Aussie spiders are potentially deadly?
How many?
How many and what ones?
Are potentially deadly? Fuck. Maybe like 5?
Nah.
Higher or lower?
Lower.
3?
Lower.
Fuck. I thought that would be more than that. 2?
Mm-hmm. What ones?
Well, fuck, what's the one called with the red on its back? Red back?
Yeah. It's answered your own question. That's one of them.
Fuck, I feel like I know this, bro.
The other one is one that, like, when you hear it, you'll be like, oh, yeah, that one.
You might have to hit me.
Funnel web.
I was literally going to say that, but I couldn't figure out if that was like...
Go with your guts.
Yeah, you're right.
But yeah, funnel web and redback.
Only 2.
Yeah, that's the same as... Oh, actually, I think snakes in Australia, we have like...
We've got to have a couple.
I can't remember if it's 9 of the 10 most deadly snakes in the world.
Shit.
I could be... really off.
Yeah, right.
But it's something like that. Like, out of however many deadly snakes are in the world, we have a very large percentage of them.
Yeah. Well, and we will never see half of them because they live in the middle of Australia,
mm-hmm.
where it's hot as fuck. But...
but according to everywhere else in the world, they're running around everywhere.
Literally.
Like, riding kangaroos.
It's like it's Florida.
Yeah.
Just...
gators.
Gators. Walking everywhere. Into people's front yards and
bathtubs.
Shit.
I reckon it'd be pretty cool to have a pet gator, though. Imagine.
I don't know, man. They kind of freak me out, eh?
Oh, they're scary, but, like, if you raised it from a young age...
That should be okay. It's on a lane, though.
It is on a lane. Please wait for this short intermission.
Anita Max Wien.
Yeah, it's still on the piss. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's fucking perfect. Yes. Oh, yeah, bro. Sorry. Fuck.
Cheers, man.
Guess what?
What?
This is the last recording that I'll do as a 21-year-old.
Oh, shit. Dude, I always forget your birthday.
Same. Legit, it was like today, someone asked me, like, oh, what, which is weird. Like, you know, at work, you go, oh, what are you getting up to this weekend?
Mm.
That's usually like, you know, Thursday, maybe Wednesday afternoon at the earliest sort of question.
Yeah.
Someone asked me today and I was like, oh, not a lot. And I was like, oh, wait, it's my birthday this weekend. I'll probably get up to a few things.
Yeah. Probably got something going on.
Yeah, there's something happening, yeah.
Yeah.
Feels just weird.
Completely left your brain.
Slipped my mind completely.
Yeah. Dude, it's kind of good, because then, well, I don't know, as a kid you have that, like, anxiety the whole week before your birthday.
Yeah.
Because it's all you can and you think get about. Like,
it's like that, like, when you're a kid waiting for Christmas, and you, like, can't wait. It's the same with your birthday, and it just makes it come slower.
Oh, yeah, every time.
But then, like, it was like even when it was the 1st of January, I was like, oh, it's my birthday month. And that feels like it was yesterday that I was thinking that. And yeah. Now I'm like, oh, shit, it's dude, happening.
This month's gone quick as fuck.
Oh, freakishly quick.
Like, oh, it just keeps getting quicker and quicker, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Like, imagine how quick life goes for people that are, like, 80.
Oh.
Like.
1 year probably feels like a week.
Literally.
Probably not even.
Because, well, all I've noticed since, like, I've grown up is everything just goes quicker and quicker.
Oh, especially since finishing school.
Yeah.
But I think I was talking to my auntie about this.
Mm.
And, like, there is a scientific, like, reasoning behind it, obviously. But because it's, what was it? I feel like I've spoken to you about it before. I'm not sure if it was on the pod.
I think we might have spoken. We
might have.
In private.
Yeah, it could have been in private.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, I don't know if I should even bother. I remember, but I can't.
Yeah,
it's right. Just going to take me a really long time. But it's like,
you don't have
it's
to.
The same concept with roller coasters, I think. Like, as you get older, you don't have as much adrenaline
right
in your body, so you don't want to go on roller coasters as much.
Yeah, no, right.
That has nothing to do with the years going fast.
I was going to say.
I don't know.
I've always been scared of roller coasters as well.
Really?
Yeah, maybe I just don't.
I love roller coasters.
Maybe I'm a bitch.
No, you're not a bitch, bro.
Thanks, dude.
You're not.
Thanks, man.
But no, the years going faster, it's like, because you've done it
so many times.
So many times already, you get, like, accustomed to it.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
You kind of know.
It's a long year this year, though.
Oh, yeah, it's a leap year.
Leap year. We get to work one extra day.
Yeah, hell yeah. How good.
Hey, you don't call it work if it's something you love.
Hard yakker, am I right?
Oh, work is for the boys.
That's great.
Oh, fuck. But yeah, no, this year already, I'm like, holy fuck.
Yeah, kind of sucks, dude. I was like hell keen for summer.
It does.
And then, like, it gets to now and we're halfway through it.
Yeah.
Nearly finished it.
God damn.
Hardly went to the beach or anything.
I think I've been to the beach, like, probably twice this summer.
It's fucked.
Which is not a lot.
Nah. I always plan to go, like, once a week
and
just never ends up happening.
Yeah. So I mean, I've got the pool at home and I go in that pretty much every day.
You lucky cunt.
Yeah, it is quite lucky.
Yeah, that's nice.
Dude, usually my pool is cold as fuck, though.
Yeah, right.
Like, even during summer.
True.
It's just always cold.
Yeah.
But last week when it was like 42 degrees for 3 days in a row or something.
She got nice.
By the end of that, she was
perfect.
Perfect. Oh. Like, warm, but not hot.
Yeah.
Cold, but not cold.
It's just that.
Right in the middle.
That nice, sweet spot.
It was refreshing.
But yeah, fuck yeah.
I really, really, really enjoyed it.
Sounds like it, dude.
Yeah. I wouldn't lie to you.
Yeah, I wouldn't put that toward you. You wouldn't lie to me.
Never. I don't like liars.
Yeah, I hate liars. Even though...
I know a few.
Yeah.
What? Even though what?
I lied to you about that I was going to watch the movies last week.
I was going to bring that up. You didn't break my pinky promise, though.
No, I didn't.
And you know how personal pinky promises are to me.
Of course, bro.
What do you think? You watched both, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, cunt.
Yeah, of course, bro.
Yes.
So, I watched, what's it called? Leave the World Behind first.
Yeah.
I'll start with that.
Yeah.
Like, cool plot.
Yeah.
Like, it was intense as fuck.
Mm.
Like, my heart was going a fair bit. Because it was kind of, not scary, but
it's realistic in a way.
Yeah, like it kind of hits home.
Yeah.
But I feel like the acting was pretty shit. A few of the camera angles, I was like, what the fuck?
It's crazy because Julia Roberts, the main lady.
Yeah, the like mum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a very well-known actor.
Yeah, I've definitely seen her before.
Oh, and like, I don't know if she's been in, like, big movies where she plays, like, big roles. Like, I think that character in that is kind of, like, her main kind of role that she'll play in movies.
Yeah.
But she's well known as shit.
Mm.
And then the dad, so her husband, Ethan Hawke.
Yeah.
He's been in, like, some real intense movies.
Yeah, right.
And, like, lots of horror movies.
Yeah.
He's been in. He's really well known as well.
Yeah.
And even him, during it, I was a bit like, don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah. Like, that's one thing I noticed stood out to me. Like, I was like, oh, I don't know, man.
It's a bit cringe at some points.
Yeah.
Like, which is, oh, even the dark man, the dad, he's a very well-known actor.
Yeah. Oh,
that's actually a movie I can recommend to you next as well. Is it off Green Book?
Okay, no, I'm not thinking of the right dude.
Oh, who are you thinking of?
I can't think of the movie name. But go on. It's a scary movie.
Oh, I don't know if he's in any scary movies.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But he's a pretty, like, been out there for a while.
Mm.
And he's played some pretty fucking good roles. But yeah, the acting was a bit mid.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And yeah. Like, well, because I watched it on my phone. And, what?
That could have been it.
Well, I don't know. Because it was like, would have been facing the same way the whole time. But some of the scenes I had to, like, tilt my head.
Dude,
like,
me and my missus will, if we don't have a TV and we're watching something on, like, the iPad or our phone, we purposely watch, like, a shit movie that we usually would skip over watching because we don't want to watch. Like, there's just certain movies it needs to be on a screen.
Okay. Yeah. I watched both of them on my phone.
Oh,
eh?
You didn't. Yeah. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, because I was like, oh, man, I can sit outside, like,
yeah, true, I guess so.
But I can do that on my computer.
Computer's better than, I used to do that when I used to smoke pot. I'd have a movie night every Sunday night, and I'd sit out in the shed and just watch a movie on the laptop.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been dope.
It was pretty fun. Just by myself. Oh, it's actually quite sad when you think about it. But I enjoyed it.
It is pretty sad.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
But it was fun.
Yeah. Would have been.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, even the, like, probably goes along with the acting, but the writing, I thought at points was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, weird.
Yeah.
But no, like, the plot and everything was, like, intense. Like, it was good.
It's a good movie.
Kind of. Was that the one that you said ends, like, in a way that frustrated you? I thought the same, eh?
Yeah. But then I kind of thought about it the next day. And I was like, it kind of leaves it up to your own imagination to make an ending. Which is actually pretty fun.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I thought, what if they, like, if they did make it so they showed everyone, like,
being in the bunker.
Yeah, yeah, going to the bunker, it would have, like, it kind of wouldn't have sucked a bit at the
same
time.
Yeah, it would have been like, oh, they all, they're all safe.
Yeah, yeah, like, cliche almost.
Yeah.
Where, like, when I thought about it as well, I was like, oh, it's not that bad. Leaving it up to your interpretation.
Yeah.
And then Pulp Fiction. I fucking loved that, eh?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I propped it hard.
So good.
Yeah, I kind of tried to just watch it from like a, like, just watch it and not try to piece everything together.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was trying to do that at the start and I was like, this is not going to make any sense.
Nah. Even once it's over, it's like, oh.
Like, it kind of does end up piecing itself together. And you notice it's not, like, in chronological order.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah, like, it's all
mix match.
Yeah.
And they, like, sort of do come together at the end.
It's like the end of, like, the middle of the movie is actually the end.
Yeah.
Of the movie.
Yeah.
And the end of the movie is the middle, the start, the end, plus the middle.
Yeah.
Like,
it's, like, pretty all over the place, but oh, man.
It's so good.
Yeah, like, I want to go back and watch it again. I rented it on Apple TV.
Oh, true.
It's like $3.
Well, so you did watch it on the TV?
No, like, on my phone.
Oh, right. Because, yeah, I think you don't have Stan, do you?
I didn't actually check, but I just looked it up.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you can have it on Apple TV. I'll just do that.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it's a great fucking movie.
Yeah, I love, like, everything about it. The Quentin Tarantino scene.
When they bring the dead guy to his house. That was what I was telling you about when he drops the N-bomb like fuck knows how many times.
With the hard R2.
Yeah.
Like in front of Samuel L. Jackson. Like.
Yeah.
I love how man. Like his character just like doesn't do anything about it. He just cops it.
Yeah. Well, I guess like back in that day, he was used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the scene where he fucking shoots the guy's head off.
Yeah.
And the car, he like turns around and accidentally shoots him. We shot him in the head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What the fuck?
Oh, even all the preaching and shit in it, like the bits where Samuel Jackson's like preaching fucking Bible verses.
Yeah.
They have that. You know, I was telling you I've got the soundtrack on vinyl.
Yeah.
Those preaching parts are on the vinyl.
True.
It's fucking cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. The
soundtrack is fucking sick.
Yeah.
Like,
so good.
Oh, man. Every time a song came on, I was like, banger.
Oh, man. It's fucking... Oh, when the chick overdoses and comes back to life.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh. Yeah, fuck. Maybe I could write names down and have you pick them out of a hat.
Yeah.
Because the more we're talking, the more it's coming back to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can if you want.
Where's the paper?
I'll grab it.
All right. So many intermissions. We can talk while we write down, though. Now for a quick ad break.
Who the fuck is Tingus Pingus?
This episode is brought to you by Victoria Bitter. For a hard-earned thirst, there's nothing better than Vic. Victoria Bitter.
Help the bear!
That was the ad break. Yeah, chirp. All right. Well, while I'm writing these down, what was your favourite part about each movie?
My favourite part?
Yeah, from each one.
Like, scene or...
Scene, part, whatever.
Favourite part about Leave the World Behind? I'll think about it. Like, I can't remember fuck all from that movie.
Yeah.
Well, I can. That fucking scene where the Teslas are all, like, lined up.
Yeah.
That was pretty freaky, eh?
Yeah.
And then she, like, sees a Tesla coming. She's like, oh, fuck.
And then she's, like, driving back through all of them as well.
That was pretty badass. Or when they...
Pretty good for a chick driver.
Yeah, she went hard, bro. Yeah. Like, I mean, like I said, the plot was probably my favourite part of that movie as well.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, just making it so realistic.
How crazy is it now watching it that Barack and Michelle Obama were, what were they, executive producers or something?
Yeah, kind of scary, eh?
Apparently he released a statement and he was like, oh, yeah, because it's a book. He's like, and apparently he's done producing on other movies before.
Right.
He's like, yeah, I just really like the storyline and blah, 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 and it's like... You definitely know something.
He 100% knows something.
Yeah.
Bro. And even all this shit with the bunkers and how that's so relevant, like, right now or even, like, a couple months ago. Like,
yeah.
Kind of freaky, man.
Fuck yeah.
And, like, the way they talk about how you can destroy the world or, like, destroy a country from within by just, like, hacking into social media and...
Making everyone go against each other.
Literally. And you don't have to step foot in their country.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro. And it's real.
Oh, yeah.
Like, imagine if that happened in real life, man.
Oh, it'd be freaky as.
Like, all social media or, like, internet, everything shut down.
Yeah.
It would turn, like, upside down and start attacking other people, not letting other people in.
Oh, especially with, like, all the other stuff that happens in the movie as well.
Yeah.
Like... Guaranteed. People would start going crazy.
Oh.
Fuck, there was another one that I thought of while we were talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slipped your mind now.
Yeah, it did, yeah.
Bloody. Oh, my favourite part about Pulp Fiction.
There's lots.
Yeah. Like, oh, man. Like, I can see why it's a classic. I just.
Yeah.
Oh, all the camera angles, bro. Like.
Yes, it. Most of his films are, like, filmed like that.
Yeah.
With the camera angles and shit.
Yeah. Like, I thought that was cool.
The quick zoom-ins and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, oh, bro, all sorts of shots.
Yeah, boy.
The acting was fucking awesome. Each scene, like, I didn't really have a problem with any of the scenes or anything.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of just liked the whole movie. I liked how it wasn't in chronological order because it just kind of forced me to just sit there and watch it.
Yeah.
And, like, be in the moment, not trying to piece shit together and figure anything out.
Yeah.
Fuck soundtrack. Like, man. Yeah, I can see why people say it's a classic.
Oh, yeah. So, in other words, you preferred that over Leave the World Behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Well, definitely better movie.
Yeah. I presume that would be better than a Netflix fucking special movie.
Fucking annoying, because some Netflix specials are actually... Or not Netflix specials, Netflix movies...
Yeah.
...actually aren't all that bad. But for the majority of the time, they fucking suck.
Yeah, I've...
Like,
the acting always puts me off with
Well, and because now they've... Like, they're getting, like, big-name actors to do the movies because they're probably offering them fucking millions of dollars.
Yeah, well, they got bank.
But then it's almost like Netflix are telling them how to act.
Mm.
Whereas with, like, the old classic, like, independent movies...
Yeah.
I feel like they give the actors a lot more freedom.
Because
that was like with Peaky Blinders, the last season was when Netflix brought it out. And you could totally fucking tell the difference between the last season compared to all the others. Like the acting changed, like
really?
The camera angles, the way everything was filmed. They changed the intro song. Like they changed the sort of music.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm kind of glad I never checked it out then.
Dude, because like when I first watched it and like a few of my mates had like watched all of it and they were saying, they were like, oh, don't watch the last season. I was like, you can't not watch the last season.
Yeah.
Because like
finale,
it's
dude.
The last season. Like you got to watch the finale.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, I trust us. Like all this shit. I was like, I'm going to fucking watch it.
Yeah.
And then literally after like halfway through the first episode, I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, it was so fucking bad.
Yeah, right.
The storyline's still good. But then, like...
just everything else.
Yeah, apparently they're starting filming the movie this year, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that done by Netflix as well?
I fucking hope not.
I hope not, too.
Yeah.
Because if not, I'll check it out.
I don't think it is. For some reason. But I also haven't done a whole lot of research into it.
Fair enough.
But I knew they were filming a movie.
Yeah.
But then they wouldn't have done it yet because old Killian was doing Oppenheimer.
Yeah, true. Killian Murphy.
Dude, he's such a good actor.
He is, eh?
He's fucking great.
Well, I only really have seen him. Oh, I've seen him in other movies. Can't tell you what ones.
Dude, I've seen him in movies that I didn't even know he was in. And yeah. He pops up and I'm like, oh, it's fucking Tommy Shelby.
Literally. But his role in Peaky Blinders, like...
Oh, dude.
He blows that shit out of the water, eh?
Such a good job.
Yeah.
Like, probably some of the best acting you'll see in, like, a leading role for a series.
That's what I thought when I, like... Even when I was watching it, I wasn't, like, super into, you know, movies and...
Yeah.
That sort of thing. But watching it, I was like, man, this guy's a fucking good actor.
Yeah, dude.
Like.
Crazy good.
Yeah. So him believable.
In Oppenheimer.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Goes hell good.
Oh, dude, he did such a good job.
Fuck yeah.
Really fucking good. Fucking but, did you see that meme about Kylie Jenner?
No, I don't think
it's
so.
Like, because I think probably because she's dating fucking Timothy.
Yeah.
She was at the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
And there's, like, a photo of her at the Golden Globes. And the caption's like, imagine paying all that money for Botox just to look like a man in his late 40s. And it's a photo of Killian Murphy. And they look the exact same.
Really?
Yeah, like, they're pulling the same face, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's crazy. They look so similar.
I always thought he was a good-looking bloke.
Dude, not gonna lie.
What?
Good looking rooster.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no,
very handsome.
Yeah, he's a fucking good looking dude.
No, like, obviously.
Yeah.
It's like Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. You can't deny it, bro.
It's it's almost rude to not admit it.
Yeah. It's not gay.
No, it's good. You're allowed to. It's like...
You're aware.
It's like our chicks always like, oh, slay.
Mm-hmm.
Good looking rooster. Good looking rooster is the equivalent to slay.
Oh, yeah.
Like, don't you reckon?
Oh, fuck yeah. Like, if you get a comment on your IG post,
oh,
good looking rooster from one of the boys,
you're feeling slay.
Oh, you're feeling slay. That's like getting a slay bay under your, under your IG pic.
We need to bring back good looking rooster.
Yeah. I haven't heard that saying in too long.
Way too long.
Like, yeah, I've been questioning the way I look. I haven't heard it in that long.
You're a good looking rooster, bro.
Oh, thanks, mate. You are too.
Knuckles.
Yeah.
But yeah, that name was pretty funny.
Yeah, it sounds funny.
Yeah.
How'd you go with the music album?
Fucking loved it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I knew you would, eh?
So fucking good.
Mm.
The only thing, which I didn't mind because it was so good, but I listened to it on the way here again.
Yeah.
Even though I've been listening to it pretty well nonstop. Yeah. So I'll just refresh it.
Yeah.
One thing that they could have done different, because you know a lot of the songs, they're just repeating the chorus over and over.
Yeah, and short verses.
Very short verses.
Yeah.
They could have made the verses so much longer. Not even with more lyrics, but just... Well, I guess that's not really the kind of tempo that they're going for.
But instrumentals.
Because the instrumentals are so good, they could put so many more words along with it.
Yeah. That was a nitpick I did have with it.
Which, but then I thought about it, I was like, that's pretty well what Pink Floyd do, though.
Mm.
But because their songs are so a lot more slow and melodic... They can drag out those verses.
Yeah.
To the point where you don't even realise you've been listening to the same words over and over again.
Yeah.
But then for this, it's like literally just constant.
Yeah.
But it doesn't bother me enough to be like, I'm not going to listen to this song.
Yeah.
Because like it's not annoying.
To be honest, I have had the same nitpick with it.
Yeah.
Like I think there's songs... Even the ones I really like Any Time of Day.
Yeah.
I think it is. There's another one there.
Every Day's the Worst Day of My Life.
Yeah. Like the verse is like maybe 8 lines and then it goes straight into the chorus. Like starts off with the chorus, verse, chorus.
And then?
Verse and then like do the chorus twice on the outro and it's like by the 4th time it plays.
Yeah, you're
it's
like.
It's a bit like, yeah, I get it. Like,
yeah.
You want to see this girl again.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another one of my favourites.
Yeah.
It was the same. But no, it was a fucking great album.
Oh,
it doesn't sound like it came out in 2023.
Nah.
Not at all.
That's the first thing I thought when I started like listening to it.
Mm.
I was like, man, this sounds like old school.
The voices remind me of the Beatles.
Yeah.
Like early Beatles.
Yeah. That, like, real high pitch.
Yeah, and, like, the Beatles later on when they started doing acid and shit was when they kind of, like, slowed stuff down a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say slowed down, but grew up.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, it was, like, mix of Beatles.
Damn, you one-upped me, eh?
Yeah, I did. Sorry, dude.
A little squeaker.
I've actually been holding that in since I got here.
Waiting for the op.
It was mostly because a few times it was almost a poo. So I had to hold it.
Pretty sure I shat myself at work the other day, eh?
Dude. The SJ apprentice shat himself at work yesterday.
Did he go home?
You know what he did?
What?
I'm still not sure if he's bullshitting or not.
Yeah.
But because he come up to me and I was working in a hell tight space. And he just... Because I was, like, in somewhere, so I couldn't see anything around me.
Yeah.
He just comes in, he's like, oh, he will. I was like, oh, the fuck? What's up? I just shat myself, hey. I was like, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
Because he always makes up little stories, and then, like, he plays along, and he's like, no, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I was like, no, you didn't. Fuck off. And he's like, no, I'm not even kidding. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, I farted, and poo came out. I was like, no, you couldn't have. And then I thought about it. He ate 3 barbecue cheeseburgers. from HJ's for lunch.
Oh, dude.
And two chips. I was like, well, he actually could have maybe shat himself. And then I started like, I was like, oh, he fucking stinks. No shit. He actually fucking stank. And I was like, what are you, like, are you going to go home? Because he's 16.
Yeah.
So he's got to wait. She's like, he went to the toilet.
Yeah.
Fucking took his dacks off.
Found the deed.
Found the deed, washed him off in the sink, and then just put his undies inside out.
In his what?
Just put his undies inside out after he washed them.
Oh.
I was like, and this was like an hour and a half till finish. I was like, dude, I would have just binned him.
Yeah, just freeballed the rest of
Yeah, and then freeballed and just not done anything.
Yeah.
Well, you don't do anything anyway. You're fine. Yeah, fully fucking no shat way. Himself.
Fuck.
And then he tried telling me again today. I was like, no. And he's like, no, I didn't, not today. I was like, phew.
Bro, that's hilarious. Oh, I love man. That. Yeah, no.
It did brighten my day up a bit yesterday.
Oh, it would have.
Yeah, it's quite funny.
I was worried because I didn't check.
Yeah.
Like,
was this at work as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did a fart.
Mm.
Felt pretty good. And then, yeah, like, my jocks felt a bit wet. And then a bit later, like, they felt a bit crusty.
Mm.
I was like, oh. Like, and I was next to, one of the other boys most of the morning.
Yeah.
Like, I'd get to a green and he would be there.
Mm.
I was like, fuck, I wonder if I stink. Like, I wonder if he can smell it. I was trying to, like, see if he was, like, avoiding going near me or not.
Yeah.
He wasn't, so.
You must have been all right.
I think I was all right. I don't even remember.
That is the worst feeling, though.
Yeah.
Like, being almost 100% convinced you've shat yourself.
Yeah.
But you can't go and check.
Yeah. Well, I could have. I just didn't.
Oh.
I decided to rock it out. I don't know. I was like,
eh, yeah, fair enough.
Rock it out. I've only got a couple of hours.
Yeah. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. When's the last time you shat yourself?
When I had barley belly. Oh, so not very fair. Long ago.
Yeah.
But like shitting myself without being sick.
Yeah.
Fuck. I'm actually not too sure, eh?
I'd give myself within the last year.
Yeah. Nah.
Nah.
I don't think so.
Don't shit yourself often.
I used to a lot.
Yeah.
When I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Like young teenager.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not young teenager, like before the age of 10.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like playing down the front or something and be having too much fun. And then I'd just soil myself and be like, oh, fuck.
You're having too much fun.
Yeah, I was having too much fun. I was like, I'm not going to go inside, take a shit and miss out on this. Jumping on the trampoline.
I did a similar thing, to be honest.
Yeah, I used to do it all the time. Not all the time, actually. I'll clarify that, but often.
Repeated offender of shitting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fuck. We're at school one time, like primary school, and we're playing Chasey, and I'm pretty sure I was it. And I was like fucking chasing everyone, trying to get them, dodging me, and then next minute
dodging me. Oh no,
bro! Like a full shit.
Really?
In my fucking jocks. And like as soon as it happened, I was like, poor. Oh. But I was like, I'm it. Like, I can't. So I fucking just run around trying to get someone. Finally got someone.
Poo full in your pants.
Yeah, bro.
Fuck.
I was like, man, I gotta go to the toilet. Went to the toilet. And I would like never shit at school. So I was like,
oh, were you one of those kids?
Yeah.
True.
I didn't start shitting at school until I was like year 9.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Fuck. I used to love shitting at school.
Oh, I never did it.
It was like having a smoke.
Yeah, that's true. And in primary school, the teacher wouldn't tell you off for going to the toilet too much.
No. Oh, true. In high school. I remember in math towards the end, like year 12, I'd just tell my teacher. Like if I need, I'd be like, sir, I gotta go do a poo. Be like, yes, William.
Actually, yeah, I started doing that as well.
Yeah, because in year 12, we could get away with anything.
You were untouchable, really.
Yeah. Actually, maybe he used to ask. He might have, because if, like, straight up like 15 minutes into the lesson, you're like, can I go to the toilet? It'd be like number one or two. And I, like I said, I don't lie.
Yeah.
He's like, nah, number two, dude. He's like, go on. Give me the head nod.
Can't really knock that back.
Imagine needing to shit in high school.
Yeah.
And like, teacher doesn't ask you one or two. And they're like, you ask, and they're like, no. And then you tell them, you're like, if I don't go, I'm going to shit my pants. And they're still like, no.
Oh, bro, they can't.
I'll just leave.
Yeah.
I'll just go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, or shit yourself to prove a point.
True.
And you'd get to go home afterward.
But man, I shit myself. You would, yeah.
Don't have any jocks. I don't really want a free ball at school.
There'd be nothing worse than that, though. Imagine, like, people finding out. It's like, that, oh, that's the kid that shat himself and had to go home.
That's what I was worried about in primary school.
What'd you do, just free ball?
Nah. I just put it straight back on, eh? I went to the toilet, cleaned them out, like, had to get toilet paper, scoop it. Fucking, like, I was in there for a good amount of time. Like, I remember there was older, like, year sevens.
Yeah.
They were, like, banging on the door and shit. They're like, hurry up.
You were probably freaking out.
I was, bro.
What, was there only one dunny?
No, there was two. But
true.
I was in there for, like, a good 15, 20 minutes, like...
Yeah,
really trying to clean it up.
Maybe I did shit myself at school once.
Yeah. I think every kid's got...
Oh, no, I definitely did, like, early primary school.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, like, maybe after that, like, same thing. Maybe let off a little squeaker in class and was like, oh... I had to go fucking...
Give her a scrub.
Yeah. It's the worst thing.
Oh, yeah. It sucks.
Like, and obviously no one knows.
No.
Unless there's a smell.
Yeah.
But even then, I don't think anyone's thinking like, fuck, someone's pooed them.
They're thinking
they're probably like, oh, someone's probably just done a stinky old fart.
Drop their guts.
Yeah. I got a wee-wee.
Oh, good, mate.
I got pee.
And we're back.
And we're live.
Should we do this, pull out of the hut?
Real quick. I pissed myself sitting next to my crush in primary school.
Ooh.
Just while we were on the topic.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she? Well, she would have known, eh?
Oh, yeah. Dude, that shit was...
What year?
Like, it would have been between year two and year four.
Well, that's not too bad.
But the reason why, because I was like a hell of a good kid, like...
Mm.
I wouldn't just go to the toilet or, like, misbehave. Like, I wouldn't call out or anything.
Yeah, you'd just spell stuff wrong on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's not that bad.
No, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's only me that I'm hurting. But, yeah, so I had my hand up, and she was down the back, like, helping some people out.
Yeah.
I had my hand up for fucking ages. And I was, like, really starting to bust.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, man, I need to go now.
Yeah.
I've gone down the back. I've been, like... Oh, miss, could I, like, go to the toilet? And she's like, no, Nathan, go sit back in your seat, keep your hand up. I'll come to you, like, soon.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. Just went back to my seat, had my hand up. Couldn't hold it. And then, like, it was about to come, like, miss, like, can I go? She's like, Nathan, stop. Full fucking piss myself, eh?
Fuck, fair enough.
Massive piss, too.
That's on her.
Oh, yeah. She felt, she's like, oh, if you needed, like, if it was that bad, you should have just gone. I was like, man, what do you want me to do?
Yeah,
like,
no shit.
You told me to just go back to my seat.
Because if you did go, then she probably would have gotten mad.
Yeah,
if you just went.
What the fuck, where'd you go?
Yeah.
Bro, that, yeah. Now I think that's kind of bullshit. But
yeah.
Yeah, fuck, she embarrassed me in front of my crush, bro.
Oh, shit.
I mean, she might have been my soulmate.
She could have been, dude. Yeah. What was her name?
Charlotte.
Charlotte, if you're listening.
She's a ragger too.
Really?
She was fit, though. Like, dude, I remember, she had tits in, like, year four, man. What?
Oh, fuck. No, that's all right.
She was tall as well. She was taller than me.
Was she?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I was like, oh, yeah, I want her to show me something.
How many rangers did you have in your class?
She might have been the only one.
I think I had, like, two chick rangers and two male rangers.
Yeah, right.
That's a fair few rangers for one class.
That's a lot of rangers. That's almost too many, man.
They almost took over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could imagine. They're scary people.
They get angry, dude.
Oh. And when their face gets, like, the colour of their hair.
Dude, we might have had 3 chick rangers. Yeah, bro.
Thanks, man.
No worries.
Yeah. And
they are a dying breed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Her hair wasn't even like... Like, it was more almost red.
Really?
Yeah. It was like a deep orange.
Well, like, true.
Like, more toward red.
Than orange.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Like, it wasn't that light orange that you usually see rangers
with. Strawberry blonde.
Yeah. It's like fat people saying they're big boned.
Yeah, true, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not strawberry blonde, mate. You're fucking ranger.
Don't kid yourself.
Mm. But
oh, I need that.
Shall we?
Yes. Who's so, I can pick first.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Pick a name out of the hat.
Ooh. We're picking names out of hats for album recommendation and movie recommendation.
Give them a good mix.
I scrunched mine up, eh?
I could call.
Yeah. If you're feeling patient. I probably scrunched mine up too much, to be honest. They're just like little nutsacks.
Oh, damn, dude. I'm going to fucking be sitting there for hours. Yeah. Going
it makes it exciting.
Ooh. Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah. I've always wanted to do this, eh? No peeking.
No peeking. All right.
Got one?
I got one. What I got? Blue plus Exile.
I was hoping you'd get that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Who is it?
So Blue is a rapper and Exile is like a producer he works with.
Yeah.
Like legendary hip-hop duo.
Yeah.
There's an album from 2007 called Below the Heavens.
Mm-hmm.
It's classic, bro. Like, the production's almost like... Because it came out in 2007 when Kanye and, like, Jay-Z were kind of...
popping off.
...working together and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's almost that, like, triumphant sound that you get from, like, those Kanye beats that he was making for Jay-Z. Like...
Yeah, okay.
Like, lots of horns, soul samples, like...
Yeah.
The production's insane. And then...
Fuck yeah.
Blue, like, because I know you like the, like, when they get deep and, like, are actually talking about shit.
Yeah.
He goes in, like, he goes hard, man. Yeah, I reckon you'll like it.
I'm keen. Fuck yeah. I'll keep that there.
And yeah, it's sort of just, like, about his...
Is it, like a debut album, or...?
It's his second album.
Yeah, okay.
And I think it's his first one, like, with Exile.
Yeah.
And they've got, like, fuck, heaps of albums together.
True.
Like... Probably 3.
Bit of a...
Maybe 4.
Duo, you could say.
Oh, yeah. Big duo.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, fuck, man. Blue's got, like...
I've never heard of him, I don't think.
No, he's pretty...
underground?
Yeah, pretty underground. Okay. Yeah, he's been making music since, like, the 2000s.
Yeah, okay.
I was scrolling through his, like, albums, and it's one where you have to, like, scroll a couple times.
You're going for a while.
Yeah, like, he's got so much music.
Yeah.
But that's probably his best album. Yeah, just cool. Rapping about, like, his perspective on life. Like, it sort of hits home a fair bit as well. He's got a song called Blue Collar Workers, which is, like...
I feel like you might have mentioned that.
Maybe.
One day.
But, yeah, it's, like, almost perspective of us.
Yeah.
Like, we're...
Blue Collar Workers. Yeah.
He uses heaps of... I don't know if he does it heaps in this album, but, like, heaps of blues samples where they're, like saying the word blue, and he'll, like, put that into his music all the time.
Yeah, okay.
Because his name's Blue. Like, it's just a
cool
little thing he does.
Yeah. That's almost like a, what do you call it?
Like a tag.
Yeah, tag. What do they call it when fucking, bitch?
Ad-lib.
Ad-lib.
Yeah.
His ad-lib's, like.
With the sample.
Yeah.
It's pretty dope.
That's pretty sick.
But yeah, I think you'll like it, man.
Fuck yeah. Cool. Cheers, dude. It's all right, man. I'll give it a listen. I will. I think it's your turn. It is. Sorry I fucking scrunched these up so small.
It's all right, dude.
And not going to lie,
mm.
I can't actually really remember what I wrote down on those. even though I did it like 15 minutes ago. I can remember a couple, and I think there's a few I put there that I don't want you to get.
Right.
Which is probably a bit silly of me.
Yeah, a little bit.
But it's okay. All right.
Fuck, you did scrunch them up.
Yeah, I did. They're quite small.
Right, what one do I feel good about?
They all feel the same, mate.
Well, I'm trying to feel it, mate.
Trying to feel the writing through the paper.
Holy shit, is there anything written on this?
On the back.
Oh, it's...
Is it the one I was going to give you anyway?
Yeah.
Fuck!
I think so.
You didn't actually, no, I do want you to watch that. That wasn't one of the ones I didn't want you to get.
Requiem for a Dream.
Requiem.
Oh, Requiem
yeah.
for a Dream.
Requiem for a Dream.
I thought it was like on some rhyming shit. Requiem for a Dream.
Nah. There's not much rhyming in this movie. So...
Yeah.
Obviously, I've told you a little bit about it.
Mm.
But it is classed as possibly the most disturbing movie of all time.
Right.
Like, when
is this the one with, like, the heroin and whatnot?
Yeah, like, the general gist of it is, like, drug addiction.
Right.
From, like, four different people's perspectives. But you see each of their journeys separately.
Right.
But I'm thinking, if you liked Pulp Fiction and the way that was filmed...
Yeah.
This isn't similar, but it has its own unique way of being filmed.
Okay.
Like, it's... It's good.
Yeah.
Like, cinematically, it's fucking amazing.
Okay.
Plot and visually, it is disturbing.
Right.
Like, when it premiered... There were, and like, obviously, celebrities went to the premiere of it.
Yeah.
And like, the majority of them were like, I never want to watch it again.
Right.
Like, okay. Yeah, it's. And that's not exaggerating.
I'm in for a rough ride.
Yeah, because the first time I watched it was with my partner, and she warned me as well. She was like, it's fucked up. Like, there was.
She already watched it.
Yeah, yeah. She it's one back. Of her favourite movies of all time.
Really?
And honestly, me as well.
True.
Like, it's a really good movie.
Okay.
Like, if you can look past the disturbance of it...
Yeah.
You can actually go, like, fuck.
It's well done.
It's extremely well done. Okay. It's got... It's Jared Leto.
Oh, true.
Marlon Wayans.
Mm.
Which is weird, because he does, like, comedy stuff.
Okay.
But then, in this, he's, like... Well, it's quite a serious movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen it, but The Exorcist.
Oh, yeah. I've wanted to watch that, but I've never watched it.
The most OG horror movie.
Like, apparently ever. It's the scariest one, too.
Oh, it's not scary at all.
Right.
If you watch it now, it's like... But it's really good. Okay. But you watch it now, it's like... Not scary. But then you think... Because it came out in, like, fucking 1969 or 1970.
Like 70s, eh?
Yeah, like early 70s, maybe even late... 60s.
Yeah, it's
and
old.
You think about it then, you're like, fuck, that coming out back then and watching it, you would have been like,
holy shit.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
But the mother of the daughter in The Exorcist is in this.
Okay.
Her story is probably the most disturbing character-wise.
Mm.
And then the other chick, who's really fucking, like, good-looking chick.
Yeah.
Her story is kind of disturbing. They're all disturbing.
Yeah, right.
But, like, so they're all linked.
Yeah.
Like, the four of them.
But they tell their story separate.
No, they don't tell them. You're just seeing their stories.
Yeah.
But they're all, like, they all know each other. Okay. Put it that way.
Right.
But I won't Spoiler. Say any more than that.
Mm.
But, yeah.
I
feel like
I'm
you'll
intrigued.
Like it. I feel like you'll see the beauty in it.
Yeah.
Rather than just... Because me and my missus watched it. And I was like, fuck, like, that was pretty cooked.
Mm.
Like, it was really good. And then I think maybe 2 months after, we watched it with her roommates. Because she'd been trying to get them to watch it for ages.
Yeah.
And we were just hanging out one night, trying to find a movie. And they were like, oh, okay, we'll watch it now. Watched it. I think one of her roommates was like, I never want to watch that again. like, didn't like it at all.
Yeah. But she just saw the disturbing side to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you look past that, you'll be all right.
Okay. I'll try to, man.
I believe. Thanks. I believe you will.
Cheers.
But yeah, I think you'll like it.
I actually froth, like, kicking back and actually watching movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I never do it anymore.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man, this is pretty chill.
It's
like,
fun, dude.
Because I get, well, it forces me to get everything sorted a bit earlier in the night as well.
Yeah, so you leave time to watch the movie.
Yeah. So, like, I'll have my shower, fucking eat at, like, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Then by, like, 6 o'clock rolls around, I can sit down and watch a 2 or 3 hour movie. Yeah.
Watch this on the big screen, though.
Okay.
I believe it's on Stan.
Okay.
Yeah. If you don't have it, just use my account.
Oh, that's all right. I mean, even if I do rent it, they're like $3, bro.
Yeah, true. It
doesn't hurt me.
But yeah. Watch it on the telly. But, fuck, what was I going to say?
Oh, man. Gasser.
Gasser. Well, something about movies. What are you saying? It forces you to watch movies and shit. Oh, it makes you get shit done earlier.
Yeah. I found,
Fuck, can't remember.
Yeah. I found Pulp Fiction pretty funny too, eh?
Yeah.
Like,
that's like most Quentin Tarantino movies.
Right.
Like, they're serious, but
yeah,
they're also quite comedic.
Yeah.
Fuck, like the Gimp scene.
Yeah, that was pretty fucked up.
Pretty fucked up, but
pretty, like, it was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So why, like, do they have a gimp?
It's just like out of nowhere as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I was reading up on the movie a little bit as well.
Mm.
And like someone was saying about the gimp scene, they had some theory about it or some shit.
Right.
I was a bit like, what the fuck? That's a bit whack.
Yeah.
But yeah, lots of people were like, yeah, it's just the most random part of the movie.
It is.
Just a gimp out of nowhere.
Is there feet? There's feet scenes in it, eh? Where he, like, zooms in on someone's feet.
I think so.
There would be. He has a foot fetish.
Yeah, right.
Quentin.
Does he?
Yeah. There's one movie that he's, like, actually acting in, and I think he was co-director.
Yeah.
Is it Dust Till Dawn or Dawn? Dust Till Dawn, I think.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, but do you know Salma Hayek?
No.
She's like 50 years old now and she doesn't look like she's aged at all.
Yeah.
Like, very pretty.
Yeah.
And she's in it as well, like, but super young. This movie's from like 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
And he wrote a certain scene, because it's about vampires, and he wrote a certain scene where there's like a stripper vampire, and then she turns into the vampire and everyone else does as well, like that already vampires.
Yeah.
But he wrote this scene where she pours a shot down her leg, down her foot, and someone drinks it. And he cast himself to drink the shot from her foot. And I said he's on Two Bears, One Cave?
Yeah.
Tom asked him about it. He's like, I just want to say thank you for all the foot scenes. And Quentin, like, talks about it. He's like, yeah. Like, he so obviously just has a foot fetish. He just doesn't, like,
say it openly.
Yeah. I'll show you fucking Salma Hayek, though. You'll be like, yeah, I'd probably cast myself for that role as well.
Thank you so much for all the foot
scenes. Yeah. He's like, I know no one else does it, so I'm going to.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hell yeah. Yeah, this bitch.
Yeah, she's pretty.
I'll find her in the movie.
She's a pretty woman.
Actually, fuck, that's another movie that I should get you to watch one day.
What?
That's a classic, Dust Till Dawn.
Okay.
I think it's called Dust Till Dawn. Dusk Before Dawn.
Right.
No.
I was going to say Dawn to Dusk would be a bit.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah. I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, that's another good movie.
Right.
And fuck, that's the same. It's like kind of serious and horror, but it's also kind of funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of shit at the same time now that I think about it. It's not the greatest movie.
Right.
But it's a classic.
Nah.
Yeah.
Gotta watch the classics, mate.
Always.
I like classics. Like classic albums, classic movies.
Would you call this album a classic?
The one I gave you?
Mm.
Like for this week?
Mm.
Yeah. In hip hop and like in the underground scene, I'd put it right there with like Mad Villainy.
Yeah, as cool.
Like underground classics.
When Mad Villainy come out?
2004, I think. 2004,
2005. True, like I didn't realize. I knew it was like 2000s.
Mm.
I thought like late 2000s.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it's mid 2000s.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Fucking great album. Did you see Mos Def did the...
I didn't see it, but you told me about it.
Dude, it looks so cool, man.
Have you seen like videos from it?
Yeah, like fuck he had... Yeah. He almost does like a thing like MF Doom. Like, I'm pretty sure he might always do it. He has like a, like I don't know what you'd call it, like a face, like wrap, like just covering everything except for his eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
He wears that the whole time, like true. So. He's,
but it's not MF Doom's mask.
No.
Right.
It's just like a wrap, kind of like a bandana almost, like wrapped around his mouth.
True.
So like you know how MF Doom kind of sounds muffled.
Mm.
It makes him sound kind of muffled like MF Doom.
Oh, okay.
Which, like, that's what I sort of put two and two together.
Yeah.
But he might always do that. Because most yeah, death right. is usually pretty muffled too.
Yeah, he is a bit.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
Had the French people. That Paris is in France, right? No.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
My geography.
That's how bad it is. Yeah. You don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's all right, bro. I'm the same.
It's teetering, man.
Fucking, are you going to get Farside tickets?
Yeah, I'm keen to, eh?
Yeah. I bought mine on Sunday.
Yeah, true.
$70.
Yeah, cheap.
Cheap as fuck.
Cheap as chips.
Because early birds tickets are still on sale.
Right.
So maybe not a lot of people know about it.
Or no, they're not like,
don't know who they are.
How many Spotify?
2.3 million.
Yeah, right. But they are very, like, Tribe Called Quest.
Oh, yeah. Like, they've... Hugely.
They got that kind of, like, bounce and...
But then they're also kind of, like, lo-fi hip-hop.
Yeah.
Like, the beat is lo-fi.
Yeah. It's cool,
it's
man.
It's going to be fucking good.
Yeah.
It's on a Wednesday night.
Yeah, right.
Bit of a shame.
What month?
Feb.
True.
Next month, yeah.
Just around the
corner. That's what I mean. Early bird tickets are...
Still on sale.
Still on sale.
Yeah. And
yeah, it's like $69, but then you have to pay the whatever the fuck extra. So it's like $73.
Yeah. At Freo Social, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you been there?
Yeah, my uncle made it.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, he used to own it.
Fuck yeah.
Like he created it and Other Side Beer was his beer company.
Fuck.
But then he sold Freo Social, I think Other Side Beer. He's like a part owner now, right. But he doesn't completely own it.
He would have got paid out for it though.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Bloody, when do you sell Freo Social? Do you know?
A while ago now.
Because my mate, like, he's 35 or whatever.
Mm.
He reckoned it used to go off.
Yeah.
And then, like, it got sold or something, and then it just started to dive. Like,
yeah.
Apparently now it's just like a massive dive, unless there's like a gig on there or something.
Yeah.
Like, no one goes there.
I've been there for, like, just a night out.
Yeah.
Because I get, like, DJs there and stuff.
Mm.
And it's not bad.
Right.
Maybe it's still pretty good.
Maybe it just used but to be shit. But I
can kind of see what he means. Like, it doesn't get too busy there.
That's what he said.
It probably used to get fucking pumping.
Yeah.
But no, Farside will be good because it's the where they do gigs and stuff. It's such a small area. And it's all standing.
Yeah.
So it's like super intimate.
I love that, eh?
Yeah.
That was like with Red Veil, man. Even Jid to an extent. Like, because I'd only really been to concerts in RAC Arena where that's not intimate. Like, it kind of is, but.
Oh, yeah, not really.
Not really.
No, it's pretty spread.
But at the music hall in Brisbane, like, I think it fits 3,000 people maybe. Would have sold it out. But even that was pretty intimate. And then Red Veil was on, like, a whole nother level because there would have been fuck, I don't know, not that many people there in the record.
Definitely not, yeah. I don't know how many people Freo Social would fit.
Couldn't be many.
I couldn't imagine it'd be any more than 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Racket Bite's probably pretty similar.
I reckon, yeah.
With the upstairs bit included.
Yeah. But yeah, nah, get your ticket.
Yeah, I need to.
Be good.
Is anyone else going?
Well, me and the missus bought one together. And then a few of the other boys are going as well.
Nice.
Yeah. But,
he would be hell into that, eh?
Oh, yeah. He was the one that I found out about it from.
He's super into those old school.
Yeah, because he sent it to the group chat. But I checked it at work, so I didn't really, like, look at it.
Yeah.
And I looked a few days later, and I was like, oh, no shit.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck yeah. And then I forgot about it again. And then I was in the car with Ivy. And I was like, oh, do you listen to Farsight? And she was like, yeah. I was like, oh, did you say they're coming to fucking Perth? And she got more excited than me.
True.
I was like, oh, damn. And I was driving and she bought a ticket straight away.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, oh.
Get me one.
Yeah. Like, guess I'm going to buy one now.
Yeah.
But yeah, oh, it'll be fucking good.
I don't know why, but that reminded me of what I wanted to talk to you about, my theory.
Mm.
So, you know how it also kind of links into Leave the World Behind.
Mm.
So, you know how, like, on Instagram, lately, there's just been people dying.
Yeah.
Like,
I've started getting them now.
You just straight up, like, you see people die.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about it, because I'm like, man, why is this shit coming up? Like, I don't like any of the posts. Like, maybe I used to a little bit, because I was like, pretty funny. But then it started happening way too much.
Yeah.
Man, this is fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, never liked the post. If I see it, I just keep scrolling. Like, maybe I watch it once because I'm not too sure what it is.
Yeah.
And they just keep popping up even more regularly. I'm like, man, like, maybe the government is getting us comfortable with, like, seeing people die.
Because it's going to start happening more.
Because, like, Leave the World Behind, like, imagine that everything goes into, like, a civil war.
I hope not.
And they want people to be, like, comfortable with seeing other people die. Like, that's just a theory.
Not gonna lie with you, dude. I don't really like that theory.
No, I don't either.
That freaks me out.
It popped into my head.
I think that's come into my head as well.
Yeah.
And I try to ignore it.
Like,
because it's true.
Yeah.
Wasn't there that TikTok that fucking Jaden sent? And it was about Leave the World Behind. It was that guy doing a speech. And it was like, why now are you sent, like, showing us this stuff?
That's what I mean.
And why is everyone watching it?
Exactly.
Fuck, what was the TikTok? It was actually quite good.
Because it's like,
I'll see if I can find it and we'll play it. Because it's actually like, fuck, this guy's got a point.
Mm. Like, oh man, just too much shit, like, is adding up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, way too much shit.
Scary, bro.
Where is it? Wait, can you do... Yeah. View media files and links. It'd be a link. When you send a TikTok, it's a link, eh?
Yeah. Could I have the lighter, mate?
Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
You could just come over here and grab it just from over it. The top of me.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
I would love it, yeah. Where is it? All of this is just fucking you sending Jason Tatum clutch shots and fucking songs.
If I don't message that, like, at least 5 times a day, there's probably something wrong.
Yeah.
You guys should check up on
me. Maybe it's not a link. It would be a link.
Yeah, it'd have to.
Fuck, I really want to find it. Because when he sent it, I was actually like, fuck. That scares me.
It's scary. Scary.
Oh, I'm not going to be able to find it, I don't think.
Boom.
I'm feeling pretty silly.
Boom.
Boom. Anyway, you know the one I'm talking about.
I might not have watched it.
It was actually pretty,
confronting.
Oh, it wasn't confronting. It was just a guy ranting. But okay. He was, like, doing a speech. It was, like, almost a parliament speech. Like, it wasn't Parliament, but that was, like, the kind of vibe it was.
Right.
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that is.
And he's, like, calling out Barack Obama.
Yeah, right.
He's like, what aren't you telling us? Sort of thing.
Yeah, that is a bit. And oh man, the whole Barack Obama thing just puts me off a bit, eh?
Like, I'm sure, like, everyone's just overthinking it.
I don't know, but man.
It's sus.
Sus as fuck.
Very sus. I don't like it.
And they're just putting out more and more clues, like, it seems.
It's like everyone going to war and...
Like, certain news shit will surface that's, like, bad for the government, and they'll just put a whole bunch of other shit on us that, like, more people might be more interested in. Even, like, dude, the whole Kanye shit, like...
When stuff comes out about the government doesn't even care. Mm. They don't try to hide it. They just keep doing it.
Mm.
It's like...
Because they know no one can do anything.
Yeah, true, I guess.
So, like, and if anyone was to do something...
They'd get in trouble. Like, the person trying to do something.
Yeah, like, even if everyone was, like, in unison, fuck the government.
No, nothing would happen.
They got the guns.
Yeah, they got everything. They got bombs.
That's what it would be. Leave the world behind.
They've got Oppenheimer.
Yeah, they got... they got the shits.
Not even the fart.
Get you the shit.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man.
Yeah, world's fucked up.
The world is fucked.
But it's all right.
We're still here. We're still...
We're still here. We're still...
Just
we're still
your living. Mates.
Yeah. We're still mating.
Yeah.
Oh, pause.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. That was a big pause.
Fuck. Wrap it up. I've got to go fix a tire.
You want me to put it inside you?
What?
I'll wrap it up for you.
Oh, what's the word? Fucking wrap your sticky poop before you put it in the icky. Something
like that. I mean,
no,
it works.
There's one that like parents would always say to you.
Yeah, it's like it's wrap your willy.
Wrap your willy.
Don't be silly.
Nah, it's something else.
Something more witty.
Yeah, something way wittier.
Don't be silly. Wrap your willy.
Yeah,
that's
maybe
the only thing I hear.
Oh, there was another one. Oh, I can't remember. It's gone. Oh,
damn.
Yeah.
Did you listen?
Yeah.
You took the advice? You wrap your wheelie?
All the time, bro.
All the time.
All the time.
All right. Thank you, mate.
Thank you for tuning in.
Cheers for your time.
We love you.
I love you.
Woohoo!